So the word of God this morning will be coming from the book of Matthew, the 21st chapter. Amen. If you would stand in respect for a reading of the word. Again, that's the book of Matthew, chapter number 21. Matthew chapter 21. We're going to begin at verse 1. Say amen when you have it. Amen. Matthew 21 and 1. Amen. Reads as follows. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" And the 11th verse reads, "The crowds answered, 'This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.'" You may have your seats. Amen. I want to use for a thought on this evening the transition to triumph. Amen. The transition to triumph. This is part one of a two-part series in preparation for Easter Sunday. Amen. So today is shift one. Next Sunday will be shift two. Amen. In Christianity, the palm branch is associated particularly with Palm Sunday, when according to Christian tradition, palm branches were waved at the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. It was adopted to represent the victory of martyrs, or the victory of the spirit over the flesh. Palm Sunday commemorates Jesus's entry into Jerusalem as he rode into the city on a donkey. His followers spread palm branches at his feet and called him Hosanna, or Savior. Palm branches were considered symbols of victory and triumph at the time. But wait a minute. Had he obtained the victory yet? The palm branches were an indicator, amen, of what was about to happen. So one thing that is for certain is that in this life, we go through various stages and phases, because seasons change for everyone. But with the change of every season, before it actually occurs, we see indicators. Now, change is simply inevitable. The word transition means change, evolution, conversion, or shift. So we see here a very popular portion of scripture that points to what we call Palm Sunday. And today is the anniversary of this occasion. Palm Sunday is relevant because of what is getting ready to transpire in the life of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as the foundation of Christianity is not based on just his life, but on his death his burial, and his victorious resurrection. The scripture says that Jesus gave specific instructions to his disciples. And we will break these down for understanding on this morning. He said, "You will find a donkey tied." So in Judea, there were a few horses, and those were chiefly used in war. People seldom employed them in common life and in ordinary journeys. The donkey, the mule, and the camel are still most used in Eastern countries. To ride on a horse was sometimes an emblem of war, but a mule or a donkey were the emblem of peace. Kings and princes commonly rode on them in times of peace, and it mentioned as a mark of rank and dignity to ride in that manner. So Solomon, for example, when he was inaugurated as king, rode on a mule, the Bible says in 1 Kings 1 and 33. Riding in this manner then denoted neither poverty nor degradation, but was the appropriate way in which a king should ride, and in which, therefore, the king of Zion should enter into his capital, the city of Jerusalem. Amen? So Mark and the book of Luke say that Jesus told them that they should find a colt tied. This they were directed to bring. They mentioned only the colt because it was this on which he rode. Again, this was yet another indicator of who he was and what was about to take place. What's key in this passage of scripture is that this was preparation for what would be a significant change or shift or a transition before the Lord's triumph. And one thing about transition is that even your haters know when you're getting ready to shift. Just like with Jesus, there are some key indicators. Amen? Amen. So, see, there is something different in you as you are preparing to make changes. Amen? You have a different posture. You hold your head differently. You talk different or you walk differently. Amen? You don't have time to be hanging out anymore. Amen? Because you're on a mission. Amen? And the people around you who are spiritual know what that is because they can see the indicators. Now, know this, your haters also know something is up with you too. So your haters begin to get in preparation mode as well because they may not know the details of what's getting ready to happen with you, but they're watching the shift in your crowd, the shift in your attitude, the shift in your behaviors and the things that you're doing different. So don't think now that just because you got a crowd that everybody in the crowd is for you. Amen. Because sometimes they ain't there to cheer you on. Some folks are just there to be a witness. Amen? They're trying to keep an eye on you. Some will even mock you as they began to do with our Savior. But a lot of folks have their ears to the ground because they heard something about you. Amen? Some are there hoping to hinder you. There may be some folks on your job. They can see that something is getting ready to happen in your life, and they're, quite frankly, nervous. So right through here, you have to ensure that you keep your focus. Amen. You have to keep your eyes on the prize because now is the time that everything the Father has promised to you is getting ready to manifest so you can't get off track. Amen. You can't get sidetracked. Right after transition comes your shift. So you don't want to get out of alignment with God as your change is about to come. Amen. Your change, your triumph is getting ready to occur. So know this, people of God. The transition phase requires some specifics on your part. And we're going to talk about some of those on this morning. Amen. So stay with me. As you are in your season of transition and you're getting ready for your victory to come to pass, just like with Jesus, there are some things that you have to ensure are in place so that you don't mess this up. He'd sent the disciples ahead to Bethphage, where some things had to be loosed, amen, the donkeys, on his behalf, because he had need of them. So some of you are also in Bethphage. You're at a place where some things have been loosed on your behalf because you have some needs. And your haters are just about to find out who you really are. Amen? This phase of your life, though, is critical, so you can't get off track and begin to do things out of your flesh. Amen. During this season, there are some parts of your flesh that are going to be in some discomfort as you are in preparation mode. Now, we've been talking about the flesh, so you know about the flesh. Amen. The flesh doesn't like to be in alignment. The flesh doesn't like order. The flesh doesn't like respect. It likes to do its own thing, you know, like anger, bitterness, wrath. I know the haters are getting on your nerves, but don't slip up. Amen. This is not the season to tell folks off. Amen. This is the season to keep your focus. This is the season to exercise some restraint. Amen. And yes, we have some more. Don't find yourself tempted to act out and fall into any manner of uncleanness or lasciviousness. You remember your old friend, lasciviousness. Amen. Sometimes just before a breakthrough, that old friend may give you a call. That old friend may send you a text message, and they'll try to take your mind back to remember when. Amen. Trying to tempt you to fall back into sexual sins or lustfulness or unchaste behaviors. Amen. And the next thing you know, then here comes the indecent proposal. Amen. I'm going to give you a clue. Just don't answer the phone. Amen. Don't respond to the text. Amen. Because the enemy wants to get you off track. Don't answer the door. Lock the door. Close the blinds. Stay at home and keep your eyes on the prize. Amen. Because you've come too far now to go back. Amen. Because greater is coming and God's got something for you. Amen. But the enemy would have you to lose your focus. You don't have time for the mess as you are in transition mode. Now, remember, Jesus had just gotten through with praying to the Father and agreeing to do the will of God. Judas betrayed him. Peter denied him. He submitted to the purpose on his life, and so have some of you. Amen. The disciples couldn't even stay up to pray with him. He prayed until he was sweating like blood was falling from him. But he made up in his mind to focus on his purpose. Amen. Somebody is saying, well, wait a minute. Even after I've agreed to submit to the will of God that's on my life and I'm moving forward, I still have to stay on track. Yes, you do. Because in the days of your triumph, your victory, your success, your win, the enemy, praise God, your flesh and every demon in hell is going to try to get you off track. Amen. They're going to try to get you to say something back to them. Amen. They'll try to tempt you to act out. So you'll have to ensure that you are focused and nothing and nobody, amen, will be able to turn you around. I don't know about you, but I've got too much riding on this. Amen. I don't know about you, but I got too many people counting on me to stay on track. Amen. Lives are at stake and I've already given up too much. Amen. So God forbid I have gone through all of those things for nothing. So I have to stay on track. Amen. As do you. You have to finish your course. Amen. My victory is right around the corner. Amen. And you have to refuse. Amen. To mess this up now. Because everybody likes victory, but nobody likes the discipline that's necessary during the tribulation that happens before the triumph. So let us look at Jesus in this setting. It shows us three things about him. Amen. We're going to talk today about his courage. We're going to talk about his claim. Amen. And we're going to talk about his commitment to continue. Amen. So the first place that we'll stop off at on this morning is his courage. Jesus knew full well that he was entering into a hostile city. Amen. However enthusiastic the crowd might be, the authorities hated him and had sworn to eliminate him. And with them lay the last word. Almost any man in such a case would have considered discretion. And if he had come to Jerusalem at all, anybody else would have slipped in at least under the cover of night. But that ain't what Jesus did. Anybody else would have laid low and stayed on the back streets until he reached a place of shelter. Oh, but that ain't what Jesus did. Jesus entered Jerusalem in a way that deliberately set himself in the center of the stage and deliberately commanded every eye upon himself. During his last days there, every action is deliberate. And here he begins the last act with the throwing down of the gauntlet, so to speak, a deliberate challenge to the authorities as to say, do what you got to do. Go on and handle your business. Amen? Because I'm going to handle mine. It's time for us to stop acting shaky and scared as Christians. Many of us need to quit hiding, amen, who we are, who we say we are, amen? It's been time out. It's time out for wimpy saints, amen? Every time something happened, folks falling apart, amen? It's time out for being out in the crowd, amen? And folks get to talking about the Bible, and depending on who's ostracizing them, amen, you may not get on the side of the Christian because you don't want to be a part of them talking about you or not liking you or having a problem with you. Amen. Our Savior was bold. Amen. We have to learn how to act like who we say we are in every setting and in every situation. Amen. Especially during this season of transition. The second thing is that we're going to look at Jesus's claim. Amen. Certainly, this scripture shows us his claim to be God's Messiah, God's anointed one. Very probably, it shows us his claim to be the cleanser of the temple. If Jesus had been content to claim to be just a prophet, the probability is that he wouldn't have had to die. Amen. But he could be satisfied with nothing less than who he really was and is to come. With Jesus, it is all or nothing. Amen. And that's how we have to be. It's all or nothing, people of God. And that's the place where many of us have made up our minds right now. I know who I am, and I make no excuses for it. Amen. It's for God I live and for God I die. Amen. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm a holy nation, a royal priesthood. Amen. I'm above only and not beneath. Amen. I am a lender and not a borrower. Amen. I have no regrets. I'm a daughter of Zion. Amen. And so because of that, turn back for what? As far as I'm concerned, it's nothing to turn back to. Amen. I've come too far to deny God now. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. He is my healer. He is my deliverer. He is my peace. So can't nothing and nobody turn me around. Amen? Amen. It's in him that I live and I move and I have my being. Amen. So just like Jesus, we have to claim who we really are. Amen. Amen. Lastly, we see his commitment to continue. Paul talked about his commitment to continue in Philippians, the third chapter. Amen. The Bible says that Paul said, but what things were gained to me, the things that used to be important to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things, and I do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, because I haven't quite got there yet. Amen. Either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before me. Paul said, I press toward the mark for the high calling of God in Christ. I'm pressing for my prize. Amen. So I got to keep my focus. I can't get off track right through here because I'm pressing, amen, for my triumph. I'm pressing to get to my victory. Amen. Amen. So don't get off track. And here we are with Jesus. He'd come too far to turn around. He made up in his mind that the will of the Father would be done in the earth as it already is in heaven. He made up his mind that he would commit to the call upon his life. He made up in his mind that come what may, he was going to get through this transition to get to his triumph. Amen. He had to go through everything that he went through. And you had to go through everything that you went through. He had to go through the mocking, the suffering, the shame, the accusations, the betrayal, because folks will turn on you when you're in transition. Amen. He had to go through the denial and the change of seasons. And it is the same for you and for me. So here we see the courage of Christ, the claim of Christ, and his commitment to continue. But the good news is, he did it all to buy our pardon. Amen. He dealt with the transition before the triumph because he knew without a shadow of doubt he would be victorious after this. So I want to remind you, people of God, that whatever your this is, there will be victory after this. So you can go ahead, stand on your feet and wave your palm branches. Because you have a reason to praise the Lord. You have a reason to wave your hands. You have a reason to stomp your feet. You can say, Hosanna in the highest. Glory God. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna in the highest, because victory belongs to us. Hosanna in the highest, because after this transition comes your victory. Hosanna in the highest. I can't let go until he blesses me. Hosanna in the highest. I see my victory over the horizons. Hosanna in the highest. I see myself debt free. Hosanna in the highest. I see that next level degree. Hosanna in the highest. I see myself healed. Hosanna in the highest. I see myself delivered. Hosanna in the highest, because everything that God promised to me shall come to pass. Amen. The doors of the church are open.
Praise God. Thank you so much for listening. In addition to Eve's Corner, our radio ministry, Campbell Ministries Incorporated, is doing some great things in the community. We've also founded Your Big Sister's Closet. This ministry provides prom dresses for young ladies who otherwise would not be able to attend the prom. dresses are collected and cleaned all year long to prepare to provide dresses for seniors of all sizes and all backgrounds. So if you have gently used prom dresses or formal wear, or perhaps you know a young lady who is interested in attending the prom this year, please contact us. You may donate dresses by sending them to P.O. Box 16214, Jackson, Mississippi 39236. Campbell Ministries also offers career readiness, career relevance, business etiquette, and life skills seminars for churches and the community at large. To gain more information about scheduling these large group seminars, please email your proposal and anticipated headcount to acampbell681, that's acampbell681@ymail.com. Campbell Ministries is also offering products. For a donation of at least $12, you can obtain a 1-ounce bottle of holy anointing oil that has been prayed for and blended according to scripture in the book of Exodus. In fact, some of you may know anointing oil is a little bit expensive, so this is a good rate. Again, you can get one for $12, two for $20, or three for $30. So buying in bulk will save you money. You can send in your requests or write us at acampbell681@ymail.com. Or you may go to my website, campbellministries.com or campbellministries.org, and click on the donate button. Then leave a note with your request for oil and how many you would like. You may also send your request by regular mail. And that address again is P.O. Box 16214, Jackson, Mississippi 39236. As you know, as with all other spiritual tools, the real power comes from God. Anointing oil is a symbol of your faith in God and of God's ability to cleanse and make things holy. Without faith, anointing oil will not have any positive effect. You can use oil to help strengthen and demonstrate your faith, but you cannot use it to replace faith. So I encourage you, get some oil to anoint your house, anoint yourself, anoint your children, and then get some extra bottles for your office. Give one to your spouse or keep one in your purse or your car. If you are in the Jackson, Mississippi area and you're looking for a church home, Charity Full Gospel Baptist Church is a mighty good place to serve. We need you. We are located at 1775 Booker Street in Jackson, Mississippi. Again, that's 1775 Booker Street in Jackson, Mississippi. Our goal is to love God and God's people so you can come as you are and let God elevate you to where He would have you to be. Please do come out and see us. And then lastly, I am asking that you pray about partnering with us. As you know, the gospel is free, but ministry costs. So if the Lord has laid it on your heart, you may send a monthly donation via snail mail at P.O. Box 16214, Jackson, Mississippi 39236, or you may donate via Cash App. That's at $CharityFGBC. But most importantly, keep us lifted in prayer that God will continue to use this ministry for His glory. Thank you again for joining, and until next time, be blessed.